From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. Firefighters battling three massive wildfires in Northern California got a break from the weather early today as humidity rose and there was no return of the onslaught of lightning strikes that ignited the infernos a week ago. California has had more than 13,000 lightning strikes since mid-August, and more than 600 wildfires statewide have burned more than 1.2 million acres, or 1,875 square miles, according to CAL FIRE. More than 1,200 buildings have been destroyed, and 14,000 firefighters have been deployed. The three big fires around the Bay Area and many others burning across the state have put nearly 250,000 people under evacuation orders and authorities renewed warnings for anxious homeowners to stay away from the evacuation zones. The death toll from the fires reached 7 over the weekend after authorities battling a big fire in the Santa Cruz Mountains south of San Francisco announced the discovery of the body of a 70-year-old man in a remote area called Last Chance. He'd been reported missing and police had to use a helicopter to reach the area of about 40 off-the-grid homes at the end of a windy, steep dirt road north of Santa Cruz. The Santa Cruz Fire, or CZU Lightning Fire, is one of three complexes, or groups of fires, burning on all sides of the San Francisco Bay Area. As of this afternoon, it's burned 78,000 acres and is 13% contained. The SCU Lightning Complex fire east of San Jose has burned nearly 350,000 acres, that's 500 square miles as of this morning, and is 10% contained. And the LNU Lightning Complex fire in Wine Country is a similar size and is 22% contained. It's been the most deadly and destructive blaze, accounting for 5 deaths and 845 destroyed homes and other buildings. 3 of the victims were in a home that was under an evacuation order. Those two bigger fires currently stand as two of the three largest in California's recorded history. California's attorney general is asking the state legislature to give him the power to block hospital mergers that he says would limit competition and drive up prices. The bill is headed for a vote this week. It's one of hundreds of bills lawmakers will consider in the final week of a coronavirus-shortened session. The California Hospital Association opposes the bill, arguing it would give the attorney general too much power. But Attorney General Javier Becerra says it's important he provide more oversight as more and more hospitals and health providers are consolidating. A committee of San Francisco supervisors is considering cutting millions of dollars from the police department budget over the next 2 years. KALW's Precious Green reports.
San Francisco could join Oakland and Berkeley when the city supervisors vote on $26 million in proposed cuts to the SFPD. According to the San Francisco Examiner, the cuts would come from canceling some upcoming police academy classes and reducing the department's overtime budget. The city's Budget and Appropriations Committee will vote on the proposal on Wednesday. It will ultimately need to be approved by the full board, and if that happens, the reduction would come on top of Mayor London Breed's proposed budget redirection of $40 million in the next fiscal year from SFPD to the city's Black community. It's the latest development in the push to reform and defund police departments that has gripped the Bay Area following the police killing of George Floyd. Berkeley, Oakland, and San Leandro have already approved cuts to their police budgets. In Oakland, I'm Precious Green, KALW News.
You could find more news online at KALW.org. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.